Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Christian life is a spiritual life. We have to learn how to live in the spirit. We know about the physical. We know about it. We know how to live in the physical, right? We know the physical life. We know the financial life. We can tell people about our financial life, the state of it. We know about our family life. We can tell people all about that. Do we know the spiritual? Do we know it? We know also that God is a what? Spirit. So let's start there now. God is a spirit. God is spirit. Spirit is invisible. Teaching this morning. Stay with me now. So, our God that we worship is what? Spirit. And he is what? Invisible. He's invisible God. Is a spirit. He's not flesh. The Spirit of God is a term that we use commonly in church. And sometimes we say, the Spirit of God is in the church. Really? The Spirit of God is moving. Really? We use those terms because it sounds good. And it sounds spiritual. Because we know, my brother, can't see God because God is what? Invisible. So it's easy to say, God is moving. You know, you over there, you never see that God is moving. But you can't doubt it because God is what? Invisible. I'll teach you good, right? We got to cut the guessing game out. At Celebration, we want to cut that game out and know the reality, right? Those are the words that is used. So let's see. God is truly, truly, according to Scripture, a spirit. He is invisible. Genesis chapter 1, 2. Genesis, the beginning, the book of beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the what? The Spirit of God. This is it. First time we see or read about the Spirit of God, hear our word. Let's see all the Spirit of God. Then we can truly say the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God was what? Over the face of the water. Verse 3. Then God says, let there be light. Spirit of God, bring forth what? Manifestation. Physical, tangible manifestation. When the Spirit of God comes and moves, there will be physical manifestation to back up. That is the Spirit of God. Are you with me? John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit. And they worship him, must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. The only way you and I can worship God is how? In what? In spirit. backed up by truth, spirit. So if I'm going to worship God, I have to worship him how? In spirit and not in my flesh. We're going to stay with it. We're going to stay right here this morning and get it. You know, sometimes people go to church they're in church a long, long time. And I'm teaching this, they say, oh, that is elementary. No, it's not, because you can't live it. Yes. They say, oh, that is all, I want something deep. Really? Because you can't even live this. How are you going to get something deep? Let's first understand this. Let's stop and understand it. God is spirit. God is who? Spirit. We have to worship him how? In spirit. And in truth. So we have to have the truth and we have to have the spirit in order to connect. That's how we're going to connect. Ooh, this is good. Let's now go and look at 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. Talking about God, because I need to lay the foundation. He's not flesh, he is spirit. And he is invisible. I need to lay this foundation down. And we need to get it. So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Communion. Commune. So we abide in, when we commune together, we're in one. When we commune, we know each other. It says here that God and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. We know God as the Father, we know God as the Son, and we know God has the Holy Spirit. The three components, yet they are one. They are one. Emily and I was driving yesterday together, and I was talking about the sermon here and just feeding on it. And I'm talking about Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, one. And I says, it's like coffee that I love. Coffee. I love coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. So I says to her, this is how I can understand it. The coffee, the beans, that's the thing, the coffee. So in order for me to have the coffee, I need two other components, which is the water and the milk. So my coffee has the water, the milk, the coffee. I put it all together and I now have coffee. Once I put it together, I can separate this one thing. I'm drinking coffee, but I can taste, oh Jesus, I can taste the water. I can taste the milk in there. It is so good. I know they are in there. You understand? And they are all together. Somebody get that here. We're going somewhere. To know that God is in you. They are all in you. I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. You are the branch. You connect. And we all together are one. Oh, Jesus. Are you getting it this morning? We're going to stay with it because we need to get this part. We need to lay this foundation. It's not the number of years we're in church. It's the day the light comes. When the light comes, that's it. We get it. The day the light shine, then we get it. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, and Matthew 12, 28. We're going to look at those two together. 3:16 first. When he had baptized John, Jesus, man, in the flesh. Jesus, man, like me and you. He was now being what? Baptized, like me and you, right? I baptize. You also baptize. Here was happening at his baptism, Jesus' baptism. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heaven were open to him. And he saw, what did he see? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. I'm building this year. You have to connect to the Spirit of God in order to do anything spiritual. It's going to be impossible. We can fake it, but it won't work. We won't make it here. In this kingdom of God, you can fake it. It has to be real. A lot of people in the Bible tried to fake it, and they didn't make it. They tried to fake it, you know, and they didn't make it. It's sons of Stephen, right? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? The royal upon that person that was called, in the name of Jesus, come out. He said, I don't know you. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so I will obey you. So let's look here. It says, everyone were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descended like a dove and a line upon him. So the Spirit of God now come up on him. Spirit of God. The Spirit of God come upon him, Jesus. The flesh. The fleshly Jesus. Spirit of God come upon him. Listen, verse 17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, and I'm well pleased. Okay? Approval. I'm teaching. When the Spirit of God comes, there is no mistaking. When it comes, it doesn't just come. When the Spirit of God comes, it's for a purpose. Approval. That you know that is the Spirit of God. That is the Spirit of God. I'm going to teach you that. All right. Matthew 12:28. But if I cast a demon by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. If I cast out demon, and he makes sure by the what? The Spirit of God. So someone can cast out demon by other spirit. And it's not the...
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Surrender all to